This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. This week's House Judiciary Committee hearing investigating the sale of abortion specimens will include the testimony of at least two survivors of abortion. Melissa Oden says that after an abortion failed to take her life, her biological parents woke up and saw Melissa's inherent beauty, even as a survivor of abortion. They placed her for adoption, and now Oden says that other children in her position should be protected. Democrats on that committee want to derail those hearings and turn it into an investigation of those who actually investigated and made allegations against the practices of Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. The exchange over the last few days of rhetoric between pro-life and pro-abortion advocates provides some insights into the culture. A political writer for a lust-oriented women's magazine is lamenting last week's court decision that freed the March for Life organization from paying for contraceptives. Pro-life advocates counter Jill Filipovic, saying she obviously assumes that even strongly pro-life people secretly want abortifacient contraceptives. Meanwhile, a pro-life advocate is criticizing nonprofit abortion giant Planned Parenthood executive salaries in the top 2% of U.S. incomes. Sarah Sikorsky reports at LifeNews.com that the average staffer selling abortion specimens makes well over $300,000 annually. This has been Life News Radio.